Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of October 2017, and this is the 673rd Mole Out Loud podcast. This day has been one of those days that are rare and to be absolutely savoured. I've been writing for most of the afternoon and, well, all of the afternoon, in fact. It's a bit later than I intended to do the podcast, but I have been completely absorbed in my writing and I've been enjoying it. And I had little memories of how it used to be, and I'm just incredibly grateful to have had one of those days. I can never put my finger onto what makes it like that, and so I don't know how to design days so that they will be like that. And I don't know how to prevent them from not being like that. So it just feels really magical when it happens. And I've got quite a few different threads going on of things I can do to work on the novel. They all feel as if they cohere with each other. I still haven't pinpointed the thing that I've been trying to do, but maybe it's been time to let go of this trying so hard to do that. Maybe the trying hard has been important, and now if I stand back, maybe it can do its work without me having to push so hard. So I've just been going over and over again, doing arcs of different characters, arcs of their relationships, I'm just going over and over doing that, and it takes a while, but each time a few other points of connection express themselves to me. And so it's been going like that all day. Well, not all day, but all my writing day. And in the morning I went for a long walk up to near the top of Knocklofty, again kind of scrambling through the bush, which means climbing up very, very steep bits where I need to kind of haul myself up on little tree trunks, and it's almost like crawling. It's not quite climbing, but it is jolly nearly climbing. I sort of feel that it's good for me to do that. And there's a great sort of feeling of satisfaction when I get to the top, having done it. I would have liked to have gone the full bigger loop, but I slept a bit later than I'd intended to. I was kind of having one of those nights with interesting dreams, and I didn't really want to cut them short. Not that I can remember very much of them, but I just always feel with those sorts of dreams, it's good to let them run their course. So what was it? Was it the moon? Certainly the temperature was nice. It was quite cool overnight, quite cool this morning. It's been a lovely day with quite a lot of sunshine, but again, quite a cool breeze. So I've really appreciated that after the shock of midweek. I do hope that you've had a day like mine. I hope that you do sometimes have days like mine. In fact, I hope that you often have days like the one that I've been having and am continuing to have, I hasten to add. I'm not about to stop having it now just because I'm doing something else. And well, maybe you know how to get yourself into that space more easily. But, if you can, that's fantastic. And if you find it difficult, if it doesn't happen very often, as often seems to be the case with me, take heart that it can happen, and sometimes will, and that maybe it's worth just ploughing on to some extent, so that it can happen. Ploughing on and then letting go, and then ploughing on and letting go. I'm sending you a photo of my garden this morning. It's so bright out there at the moment with all these different colours. I had a really lovely morning just sitting on the stoop and doing weekend code words and kind of feeling the lushness of the greenery and the colours around me. So I send you that lushness and hope that it feeds your creativity in some way. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today and all last week. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.